sei alla Mekkeion find. Blaju hela kommas leovon. Flasse tai o mai kloseja bojen o e o mo vok. O beleisa mos e leion o se be o wind. O matai a le na rechi hond. A yw leisa mos e leion o vel a leion o. Are you a somos? Are you K-O-V-A or K-O-N-T? Are you rasla lasa for Cleatomos? Eketahient? Or you maslokov? Are you mailan loka be K-O-N? O-W-O-N-Yen? O-W-O-M-O-M? Or basalada lesi leko hien roth? Di alia tori te chisi ti tu te te ambo chiato pota te chio tu bi un po pota bi chio bi do chio tu bi che o tu ya ache 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 te abe mi e bi bom pia ha si le si tori te bi bom pia ha te bi ta si un po a te chi sa te pa te chio tu si bo ta di a si chio tu o i bi an do anche va do anche a si o ple ha ye Haya, haya, fata tu shine. Haya, 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 fata shishi tish bashi to hata. Haya, haya, haoi, ni mion, ya, fia, ni si mion. Toa fia, tawi mia, tachinak, to, gliti, amga, ho trushka, mativin, tatavishin, oai, hal, ketavio tobohank, ti mom, pa, tai viatwa. Ma isso è vero, ricordi a mia papà, te so è, poi ve accodicche da ma fedinian. Blessings to all beings in service of truth. Beings wanting to grow and improve in love and spread it. This is another continuation of the Mind Weapon series. The last one I thought it would be the finale. I want to do 12 of them total. And this one's titled Abletonian. So who are those Abletonians? And with this language, this beautiful healing language, mysterious language that was used by the original peoples here. Original peoples, original people, original beings. Duh. Tanti Voltodia. I'm still waking up. The original beings. A long time ago. But it was continually used and continually evolved. Expanded, really, and evolves kind of one of those troubling Dotorapa, corrupting words, right? Misguided meanings. And so this Toremia. It's like this time of dream in this way, 485,000 years old. Only. It's very Dewipianama. It's still a new expression of the Kalyanina, the beautiful way of mysterious life that is ever changing. But there have been 89 different expressions, different times. I don't use era, I don't use world, really, prior to this one. So this is the 90th. So things are changing after this. But throughout all those 90 expressions, this place, our home, the most recent name is Idania, but the original was Anoa Yoya Maniak. I'm not even going to translate that beautiful name. We need a new name for it. My children will help me. Know what that name is. But through all the The Torah, yeah. It's like the turbulence of living over all 90. This place has been strip mined. And I can't even, in the previous post, I couldn't even describe like what the beauty of it. If you imagine, could imagine like mountains of crystals. Like the most beautiful natural landscape. I mean, all these words are so crude, but the landscape was just mythical. Mutayatava. Medicinal. Healing beauty everywhere. And this realm had been invaded so many times. It would be mined for the crystals and the tailings of the crystals and then down, just over and over and over again. And all the natural abundance, of, you know, the medicine, the ways that we could live in harmony for a long time, almost eternity, if we chose to, if we wanted to live, if we were in love. Because that's the only way to really live a long time is to find love and make it true. And the only thing that stops that is when it's no longer true. It's always important to be truthful with your partner, right? Because your relationship will live on and actually be beneficial to all beings around. But when we live out lies and just go along for whatever reason it might be, there are grave consequences, and grave is the right word, right term. The death of something that was once healing and life-giving. So I mentioned in a previous post kind of some of the films that capture a little bit of the truth of the reality. And another one is the movie John Carter. And I can't watch that movie anymore. It's one of my favorite movies. Because just the meddling part of it is accurate, and like the kind of tech that they're using and just their systematic method of destroying realms is accurate. But the beings that the Dremiato Karapianas, the beings, the green beings that are depicted as primitive, it's a spot. It's just like a spite film in that sense, part of it, to discredit them. They're the most advanced beings on every level that ever were. And so I can't even watch that film anymore. But in that film, it shows the machine, the Durerta, the Drak, the Duropa, just destroying realms, just marching along, crushing, you know, life itself, and just creating deserts. And that part of the film is probably the most accurate part of just the mentality of these outlanders, you know, these invading forces. And just what happened to this realm, you know, just like I said, like mining every speck of this place. It's a large realm. Every mine it to the dump, to the death of it. And so even in this last 485,000 years, it wasn't even close to the same. We were living in tailings of mines, but we were making the most of it. And you know, after 485,000 years, there were four invasions leading up to that 27,000 year invasion I mentioned. But 58,000 years, it was right around then we started running out of the material to make spaceships. And so the only way we could get to the material we needed is to try to use what had been melted by some of the other previous invasions. Where, I mean, mountains were literally destroyed. Trees, gigantic trees have been cut. You know, those are in previous Atreyanias, you know, before the 485,000 years. But the trees that had fallen, you know, because of the atmospheric changes, the air changes, really, not like atmosphere, atmosphere, not really. those were all mined. And so we run out of materials. And so we started working with trotters. And that's where the word traders comes from, because we were trade. But they would sell this product in their spaceships that would help remove the magnetic radiation from all those weapons that destroyed our cities, destroyed our ships, and melted all our metal, our brain tiaka, which is no more in this realm. But that's what we had used to make ships anymore. And we don't need to make ships like that. But that's what we thought we needed, because that's what we had learned from our ancestors. And so this product is highly poisonous, and it's part of the, it's not completely where fluoride comes from in the land, but fluoride is not natural to this realm. And so that's when the relationship started, because we became friends with these businessmen, these sellers, these traders, these traders. And so then they ended up marrying into the Abletonians. And so that was when the first introduction of a new Outlander clan into the modern, the 485,000-year-old version of the Abletonians. And so it was intended, because it had been done in other realms, but that's how they would infiltrate. I don't like culture, but just the way of living and the language and just start the phase of trying to exterminate the Abletonian way, because we're so inventive, and we're so energetic, and we're determined beings, and our language is healing for all beings, and malevolent beings cannot say it more than a few words without it shutting them down and even causing them harm. And so it's a powerful language, you know, right? It can be used to destroy evil, even, believe it or not. And so the whole narrative, the primitive people, not peoples, right? Primitive people of this land, and, you know, chasing the buffalo and all that, is complete fiction. But that was the last phase, not even the last phase, but closer to the last phase of that extermination policy of removing the empowering language, empowering way of living of the Abletonians. And so in 1970, I mean, I was born in 1977. That's like when the U.S. government pretended, like, we care about the Treñas, the Corperos, the people that were here before we could remember. That's when they officially, ended their policy of extermination of the language and the culture. And at that time, there was no Abletonian words left in any of the, you know, I don't want to use any of the terms they use, but just say the original people, none of their languages had Abletonian in it, and very little of the culture. I mean, about 7%. That was the last phase. Was 256 years ago. That's when, at that time, there was 9% Abletonian language, the words in the language of the original people, and then also about 46% of the culture was still, tradition. You know, you just, that's because that's how you thrived, and that's how you had your confidence and your pride, and that's what kept you going. You know, what else do I want to say? I share this because the languages that we're being taught now as the original languages are not accurate. And they're beyond disempowering. But the original people, I mean, they are our leaders moving forward. They are being activated more than any other. I mean, the ones that have Abletonian in us, we're the leaders, and we have the potential to activate others, but really it comes down to yourself and those around you. Very few of us are going to be able to remember the old ways and the old languages. And I'm just going to end with that. I'm going to sing an activation song for those who are interested in remembering their ancient parts. Because when we're ancient beings, we're made up of all kinds of experiences. But also, I think I might have mentioned, like, when beings destroy themselves, this is not the way anymore, but there's like a conveyor belt where I'll take that way to be more fun. Or I'll take that part of that being that I liked that destroyed themselves. I'm going to take that and include that in my way of being as well. And so this life is such a gift for us, and it is more mysterious and more magical than you can ever imagine, with so much depth. And Ableton is a perfect example of the depth of language that keeps on giving, keeps on healing, keeps on revealing more meaning as time goes on. Blessing to all beings striving to live in harmony with what is left of heaven, this place, striving to rebuild, striving to share a loving way of life. Ay, so kai, so clean the mo cry, kaboti kla ku ha ha moni leni o ba ha you say wilo ha ha so cre to moto obo. Niao so le quiero so poco el dulce estilo tu boca un ne po hushi no. Just a copala push le ailo ha hey ha ho ho mula temese kama fo ai la kachisho mumma ha ne se de ko ha ha la maio no si ku rishu ma ho he no mitsu ku mo you like a doma o you like a suku ha he mo po te ha he o le de kamo kwe so ko chuisku po nani ku po ha ilo Ai a copola co shit che io sus che shit rela ha 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 ole ha ma co matto che school co potu che ah smells like belly on clay de bon vent ai ya sa le matto te lo hi le popo oh you smell like armor right copa ai a polo sacrific musico Oh, I like your bang banky dicky boof. I also blow crabble niggy no melicky bobo. Oh, put me a cum. Ah, so lady baby, ah, mama. Oh, my pile like a saggy no mlace a cooper. Oh, 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 but so clue the coo. I also go, ha, my licky boda boomba, boony, her clay fibo. Aye, oozy hill, I'm a fo, nissy, eh, creep up on ye, ka, no more hell. Tu l'as dit, tu l'as moi. Et tu fais terre, tu dis, tu l'as aussi. Pah, hé, hé, tu m'as ta. Saka tu y as tout, tu y pas. Kata pas tout le baham, bien clean. Sueli à tout, suelo, vong y a là. Tout tu chahi, y a vomo. Kata d'un gang, y a. Père, papa. D'où est-ce que tu as, y a vomo. Suel. Dia se l'aide, vomo. Zai, kaba d'alé, y a go. Vai, y a kaya, sa tseile, kaba. Suel. Treza, Tomia, Fire Day, Samra, Paya Ba, Kia, Griasilea, Ton, Con, Ton, Con, Teo, Ho, Nemo, Sha, Kuivia, Malia.